Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Study minor?
Yeah, keep us, can you give us the real key?
Just the other day, the singer Elin Jewell and her band came into our studios.
Yeah, how do you think of that?
Sounds good.
Sounds great.
The Boston-based singer embraces a mix of musical styles that's best described as Americana, from country and gospel to blues and rock and roll. And then there's her voice. The Washington Post wrote, "If Nico Case, Madeline Peru, and Billie Holiday had a baby girl who grew up to front a rockabilly band, she'd probably sound a lot like Elin Jewell." Elin Jewell loves Loretta Lynn and has a bluesy voice that's as smooth as butter. This is the title track off her latest CD, Queen of the Minor Key.
So you see, I play the part, but for empty glasses and broken hearts. You're in the right chord of blues, what you need. If it's sunshine, you're after, don't bother me. The queen, ooh, the queen, ooh, the queen, ooh, the queen of the minor key.
Tell me about that song, and maybe let's start this conversation about the name of that song and the name of the album, Queen of the Minor Key. What do you like about that minor key?
it's a good question. Ever since I can remember, I've been drawn to, the more melancholy, the more obscure. It's a complete aesthetic for me. So, yeah, the song came about because there's a friend of ours, a musician who we did a show with, and he introduced me as, "Ladies and gentlemen, the queen of the minor key." And he, I think he was being a bit tongue-in-cheek, kind of poking fun at me a little bit for always writing songs in minor keys.
But that introduction, you said, that works for me.
Right? Well, at first it kind of chafed a little bit. I was like, oh, I don't know how I feel about that. What does he mean? And I maybe was a little sensitive, too, about the fact that kind of was worried that I was getting a bit redundant about always being playing things in minor keys. But then I decided with this record to just kind of embrace it and roll with it, as they say.
Let me ask you a little bit about the road that brought you to this point. You were born in Boise, Idaho, I read. You went to college in Santa Fe. But way back, I read that at age 7, you started playing classical music. Is that right?
Yeah, on the piano.
Yeah. So how'd you make that move from classical music to where you are now?
Well, it was slow move and evolution, I guess. I always loved listening to early rock and roll music, even as a kid. I never really had much of a hip-hop phase or a, top 40 radio phase. And so I always liked older music. And when I was about 14, my father introduced me to the music of Bob Dylan. And Dylan was kind of the gateway for me. It was the bootleg series. And in that series, he talks a lot about Woody Guthrie. And it made me wonder, well, okay, obviously there was someone who came before Bob Dylan who was his hero. His name is Woody Guthrie. I need to figure out who, what he's all about. And then Woody Guthrie, it turns out, was, as you listen to his music, you realize who he's influenced by. And I felt like each one kind of passed me off to another person that came before them. And I don't know, it just seems like one big happy musical family to me.
Well, let me ask for another song if I could. You were going to play I Remember You, which I think, which really struck me is quite beautiful in many ways on your CD. So I wonder if you play that for us.
Sure, be glad to. I remember you. You were full of broken bones. I tried to bring you cigarettes. You said, just leave me alone. I remember you. We're locked in a padded room. I tried to teach you solitaire. You just hollered at the moon. I remember you. I remember you. I remember you. We were Bonnie and Clyde. We thought we'd go down and
I like that song for so many reasons. I love the sort of dreamy, bluesy feel that gives. I also love the writing. I remember you. You were full of broken bones. I tried to bring you cigarettes. You said, just leave me alone. What kind of writer are you? And by that, I mean, does it sort of flow from you easily, or is it torturous? How do you, Well, what do you go through when you put words together like that?
Every song's different. You know, some of them really are torturous, and some of them just write themselves. It's really strange. It's I always compare them to children. I don't have any kids of my own, but I do realize that, you know, every child pretty much has its own personality right from the start. And then your relationship with them also changes over time. You know, you get closer, you get further apart, you have ways where you don't see eye to eye. And me and my songs are that way exactly. You know, I've got difficult children. I've got ones that are difficult, yet I love them anyway, and we're very close. And others that I just, you know, don't really understand at all. And
I want to ask you about this other project, something that you call Sacred Shakers. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the Sacred Shakers is our that's our gospel side project, and it's the four of us here and four musician friends of ours, and we do all gospel music in a kind of an Americana way, you know, a bit of rockabilly, bluegrass, some blues, you know, the American mutt kind of way.
Let's listen to a little bit of it.
There's coming a day when the world shall melt away, and Jesus shall come to claim his own. No more tears, no pain, no woe in this wicked world.
I'm drawn to gospel music because of mostly the messages of hope that I hear in a lot of the gospel songs, and the beautiful conviction behind the words. I guess I consider myself spiritual but not religious, but there are members of the band who are religious, and some of them are, you know, very different religious backgrounds. We have a few people who identify with Judaism, and definitely a Christian and a former Catholic.
So we got the whole mix here. So another side project you've got going is something called Butcher Holler. Tell us what that's about.
Butcher Holler is our Loretta Lynn tribute band, and that's just the four of us here. And we originally formed it to have a way to appear anonymously in Boston, and we thought that would be a fun and clever thing to do.
All right,
and
well,
it just took off.
Let's listen to a bit of that.
Women like you, they're a dime a dozen. You can buy anywhere. For you to get to here, I'd have to move over, and I'm gonna stand right here. It'll be over my dead body, so get out while you can. You ain't woman enough to take my man.
Now, I'm intrigued by what you said, that you sort of put this Butcher Holler project together so that you could appear around Boston anonymously. Why did you want to do that?
Well, it might sound a bit silly or snobby or something, but we were getting to the point where our favorite old haunts in Boston, we were filling them beyond a comfortable level.
So you were too popular.
We were just too popular. It was a terrible problem.
There are worse problems a band could have.
I agree. But our way around that was to form a tribute band. We thought, well, some kind of side project. We'll give ourselves a different name, but, you know, it'll still be the four of us. And that way we can see our old friends in Boston. And Loretta Lynn came to mind because we'd been listening to her pretty much nonstop in the van at that point. That was, I want to say, like 2007.
So what do you love about Loretta Lynn?
Oh, she's just so much fun. Her lyrics are, they're just so playful and powerful at the same time. She's really a unique songwriter and a wonderful singer.
Well, Elin, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. Why don't you play us out on something? Tell us about it and then play us out.
All right. Why don't we do another one from our upcoming new record, Queen of the Minor Key? This one here it's called Bang, 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 and it is inspired by my thoughts about Cupid and how, when I got to thinking about him, I realized it's not possible that he has a dainty little bow and arrow and he's this, like, innocent little cherub who flits around and makes people love each other. I think that he's more deranged than that. So here you go. This is called Bang, Bang, Bang.
All right, so this is Bang, Bang, Bang off of her CD, Queen of the Minor Key, Elin Jewell and her band.
That little Cupid, he's a real sharpshooter. I don't believe he's got an arrow in bow. People all think he just couldn't be cuter, but I saw him down at the gun show. He appeared to be about 2 years of age. A really freaky...